grab a hold of something. Because 2022's election year could be Arizona's wildest ride yet, and that's saying something since we aren't done saying how crazy 2020's election was. This is a midterm election year when the U.S. House of Representatives could easily flip to a Republican majority in the middle of President Joe Biden's first term, hence the term midterm, and the U.S. Senate could also flip if U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona can't hold on to his seat for the Democrats.
This is really going to be something to watch, something for the history books.
That's Arizona political consultant Stan Barnes. You know, Arizona could make history on the federal level, but that's before we even mention what Arizona does at the state level every midterm election year. Hold our races for what Stan will mention now.
Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, you name it. Democrats and Republicans in Arizona think they can win all of these seats.
The two front runners in the governor's race spent more than $1 million each last year. Democrat Katie Hobbs' campaign saw $2.3 million in donations. Republican Carrie Lake picked up $1.4 million. Meanwhile, $26 million was poured into Arizona for our U.S. Senate race. Those big bucks, with a lot of it from out of state, is a big sign Arizona will be big nationally in the 2020 election. And it will mean big advertising buys. So if you don't like seeing and hearing political hopefuls tell you how great they are, or how much Donald Trump loves them, or how much they hate Donald Trump, I'd suggest covering your eyes and your ears for this wild ride. Of course, after you strap in,